You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's Friday morning.
It is Friday, and it's beautiful.
The music's playing. I'm still here. I almost forgot to turn on the mic.
Good thing.
I was so excited to talk to our guests. I was already talking to them and forgot that
we actually have to like go
everyone
on air
else
and
wants
talk to them.
Listen too. I'm excited to have guests in studio this morning.
It's always fun.
Friday morning, what's in the coffee cup?
That is a really good question.
You don't know.
The husband made it, so.
The husband.
Yes.
Isn't that nice how when someone reaches a certain status, you put an article in the husband.
Yes.
The husband.
The only one I have, thank goodness. one is good.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for underwriting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Go Falcons. You can find them on our website, too, kfuo.org. They're in the underwriter section there. Going international again today.
We are. I'm really excited.
Where are we going today?
We are going to the Dominican Republic.
Excellent. Dominican Republic in studio with us this morning is the Ramirez family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us in studio this morning. It's a pleasure to have some time with you back in the States for a little while. Tell us a little bit about Deaconess Ramirez. You've been serving in the Dominican Republic for how long now?
I actually haven't stepped foot in the Dominican yet.
Oh, you haven't? So this is new.
Yes, but I've been serving in Peru for 5 years.
Yeah. What have you been doing? That's quite a long time to be on the mission field.
Yeah. So my primary task has been working with Castillo Fuerte, which is our Mercy House in Peru. And I think I get the fun job because I don't have to do any of the administration stuff. I get to work with the kids. So I've done, things, just spending time with the kids, loving on them, building them up, but then also doing all of their catechism education and Bible education with them.
And we've talked about Castillo Fuerte a little bit.
And for
on
those
previous.
Who, translate it for us, for those who don't know Castillo Fuerte.
Yeah, Castillo Fuerte means a mighty fortress.
Yes.
Yeah, very Lutheran.
Yep.
Rock on. For people that aren't familiar with what that is, can you just briefly?
Yeah.
Because it's a really awesome program.
Yeah, so we work in the city of Lima then, and some of our church plants are in nicer areas, but Castillo Fuerte is particularly in some of the more impoverished parts of the city. And we work with kids then who are out on the streets. Their parents work really long hours, and the kids are just out on the streets, left on their own for 6 hours, 8 hours of the day. And so then we've opened up the church in basically a community center. The kids get a healthy meal there. They have after school tutoring help. We do Bible stories and daily chapel every day.
That is awesome. That is outstanding.
I love those stories.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the Ramirez family. Life changes. The history of the Ramirez family. Who wants to jump in?
Yeah. Well, I met my husband in Peru, and I'm going to let him share then the rest of our story.
John Carlos, nice to have you in studio this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us. We will be half a time in Peru. I know the mission that I have in Castillo Fuerte. I'm very interested in that. I would like to help with kids to have in the place that they will stay. So I met Kaylin Ryder, we continues have with the program, and I will help with communication with children, with people right there. Will be correct the readings that she had. Many things that she have illnesses, I correct that, and then we'll be have a friends, and there will be the story gone.
That's exciting. So making a big move. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Lima.
And now making a move to the Dominican Republic. Are you excited about the move?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I don't really like the hot, but I like the coffee. They have a good coffee.
Well, and you coffee's should ask good. My husband why we're moving.
Yeah, we're moving because the seminary is there in Dominican Republic. So I'm staying there for 4 years. And the time that I'm studying, my wife will be working with the program that they have for
Deaconesses
mm-hmm. in Dominican Republic. So we have a lot of work.
When did you first start thinking about seminary?
I had a good mentor in Peru. to will be teach me many things about Lutheran things in the church, and every have a purpose. So for that reason, I will be like to learn more about that. Then we'll be have expecting to like many people in Peru, especially in Lima, don't have many things to understand about the church. They go to a church, but they don't understand why they go to that church or something like that. So I would like to teach that kind of people, and they will have a reason to go to that church and reason to get a baptism. Reason to have a communion. So one thing, so I would like to learn for people.
That's awesome. So the plan hopefully is to go through seminary in the Dominican, then go back to Peru.
Yes. Yep. So we are currently Dominican missionaries, but we are Peruvian missionaries.
Just a little pathway through the DR, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
International missionaries.
Yeah, exactly. We're your missionaries to Latin America.
There you go. That works. That works. So, Caitlin, what are you looking forward to over the next few years while you're in the DR?
Yeah. I think one thing, we're still newlyweds, and so I'm looking forward to and excited for time for us to grow together as a family. Family is very important in the Peruvian culture, and I'm so thankful for the fantastic extended family that I now have in Peru. But it'll be fun for us to have some time too as a young couple in our own individual family.
That's like a very extended honeymoon.
I was thinking, a 4-year honeymoon, and I was also
so bad.
Trying to add up the continents where you have family too.
Yeah. Well, now here in the United States, and then in Peru, and really, you know, on the mission field, the other missionaries that we serve alongside of are our family.
Yeah.
And so I already think of some of my sister deaconesses and the missionaries who are in the Dominican as family because they're such a great support to me. And once we're there living with them, I'm sure even more I'll be calling them family. So yeah.
Absolutely. And the deaconess, so the seminary in the DR is still fairly new. Do you know much about the deaconess program there and what you'll actually be doing once you're there?
Yeah, my role I think will be more in mentoring deaconesses that have already been trained. They have mm-hmm. several Dominican women who have gone through their studies and are now starting to work in the churches. And so I'll get to work alongside of them as a mentor, helping them figure out what does that look like in daily life instead of just on the books. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Share with us from some of your work in Peru, share a story of someone. Obviously, you met someone in Peru.
That worked out well.
Tell us, paint a picture of what your work in Peru was like.
Yeah. So much of our work in Peru is meeting people where they're at and seeing to their physical and emotional needs first and foremost. That in order to be able to share the gospel with them and to grow in faith, you have to take care of whatever is the most urgent need that they have. You know, you have to stop the bleeding in order to look at the wound and figure out, okay, does it need sutures or what comes? And so I get to do a lot of that first layer stuff. So everything from, you know, with our kids, be it, you know, sitting down and having a meal with them and making sure that they're learning to eat their vegetables as a part of their meal. And then after that, you know, the relationship grows. Or with our women, I think particularly of Denise, who's a recent Venezuelan immigrant actually into Peru. And she arrived into Peru and she was pregnant. She gave birth a few weeks after they arrived. They had no family, no support system. As a result of the travel and different things, she's had a number of health issues then after the birth. And so a lot of emotional issues. And so I go and do visits with Denise on a regular basis. She's very involved in the church. She comes every single week to church, to Bible study. But I also go to her home once a week. Mm-hmm. And we just sit and have, you know, coffee or a meal and talk. And it's a chance for her to, she'll often cry, tell me about mm-hmm. everything that's going on. And then with that, a chance to be able to give that emotional care, you know, to give her a hug, to be able to pray at the end of it, to point back to God's faithfulness that, you know, it's okay to express ourselves this way, to cry and to let it all out, but also to remember that we're not alone in this. And so, you know, the Lord is there with her, holding her in that. And
to have a motivation to go to the doctor maybe too.
Yep. I've also, yeah, on that, you know, physical side, then helping Denise, you know, physically planning the day. Okay, what day are we going to gather so that, you know, I know she gets to the doctor and has the motivation to go and get the care she needs.
So not just hands of mercy, but it sounds like arms of mercy. Sounds like there are a lot of hugs in the work that you do as well.
That I like it for Castillo Fortune, the program, to have fun, the mission in Lutheran team in Peru is like everybody will say Jesus love you, but everybody don't demonstrate that Jesus love you. Mm-hmm. One thing to demonstrate in Peru is like Jesus love you, and for that reason you have this. And we demonstrate with that. So it's a good thing that I remember from Peru and the mission right there.
We only have less than a minute left, but I'm curious Giancarlos, from your experience, from your life in Peru, had you heard of deaconesses before? Did you know what a deaconess was prior to meeting Caitlin?
No, only the first time that I meet to know or something about a deaconess is when starting the church or something like that.
And then it was just, well, I want to hear the backstory. We might need another episode hear the whole backstory there, because we're all out of time. The Ramirez family serving the Lord, well, serving in Peru now, headed to the Dominican Republic for service and study there. Thank you so much, Ramirez family, for being with us in the studio this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up in just a little bit, Mother's Day.
It's this weekend.
We have a unique Mother's Day story to share with you.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour on KFUO.